with you today?
I am stressing out.
I am really stressed out.
Relax, it's almost the weekend.
Really? What is it?
It's Friday Eve.
Thursday.
So how should we pass the time?
Let's listen to our favorite radio show.
That'll cheer you up.
Hey, everybody. You know what time it is.
Let's do a show.
That's here right now.
Showtime! Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Oh, good morning. Welcome. 5:57 on this Thursday morning. Halloween the 12th.
Halloween the 12th?
Yes, Halloween 12th, or the 12th day of Halloween 2023. As we are just awaiting now, I would assume it's either days or maybe even minutes away from the big reveal. Get up! Do you need a drum roll? The big Hansard family costume reveal. We've not had that. Ooh, I see a face.
We haven't really discussed it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, what? What? You're not going as pumpkins that get photographed like chili peppers?
I haven't done that, no.
Yeah, she fought.
That was years and
she
years
fought
ago.
Me on this. They did this pumpkin portrait. The family, of course.
Oh, gosh.
Because, you know, we all do Halloween portraits with the actual sitting.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Like the Hansards. And then the vignetting of the photograph made everybody look like chili peppers. It thinned out the pumpkin to the point. I said, oh, you're chili peppers. And it took the entire staff of the radio station to finally convince her that, yes, Mark is actually correct on this one. You all look like chili peppers.
In person, we look like pumpkins.
Yeah,
in the
but we're,
pictures,
we didn't
like
see you
peppers.
In person. We only saw the photograph. So,
we still have those
maybe
costumes.
Maybe you and your, of course you do. What? Of course you do.
In the costume closet.
In the
closet.
Plunder. In all the plunder that is the Hansard household.
No, we don't have plunder. It's the costume closet. They're all together.
Are you, maybe you and your husband can go as utility poles. Yeah, these are the weirdest Halloween costumes of 2023, and we'll get into this more with our Did You See's coming up next, including a complete fail. Great idea, great concept, but they oopsed it, and we'll tell you why in a minute. But here, a utility pole costume for couples. You're each a utility pole, and you're connected by straps that look like power lines.
Okay.
You can just go down the street. You
okay.
Know, you could.
We could do that.
Clothesline a bunch of people. You could do anything. Understand that. That doesn't mean you're going to.
Yeah, but we could. So, you know, we will.
Well, what are you doing? You don't have any ideas, and it's Halloween.
We could
the 12th.
Throw that one together.
It's the 12th day of Halloween, 2023.
My husband's very creative. He can make any of these happen.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm.
My husband.
Well, he is.
Before,
you don't think I do it, do you?
How about this? A before, during, and after. So there's three of you in the fam.
Mm-hmm.
A before, during, and after you go to the bathroom costume. It requires three people. One costume is a full roll of toilet paper. Another is an empty roll of toilet paper. And the third person is a costume of poop. What do you think?
We have a poop hat. I mean, would
there
that count as the poop?
Sure, of
yeah,
course.
I guess we could do that.
And then, of course, all the sexies. We'll get into that coming up here.
Oh, they're sexy everything.
Sexy. Ronald McDonald.
Oh God.
6 o'clock on the dot on this Mark and Kim show. Powered by the Uten Law Firm on Starwater 2.1. We will see 80 today. 80. I know. 76 tomorrow, 74 on Saturday. Sunday, 60, everybody.
Now we're talking.
59 on Monday, everybody. 60 on Tuesday, 62 on Wednesday. Overnight lows into the lower 40s. As it is the 12th day of Halloween. No more October. Forget about October. It's no more October. It's Halloween the 12th.
Well, by the time you get mid-October.
Mid?
Because next week is mid-October.
Mid?
Next week is
it's
mid-October.
It's been Halloween in neighborhoods since the day of October 1st.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Before then.
So then why are you disagreeing with me?
Well, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, right. You know.
What are you saying, Kim?
I'm saying mid-October is Halloween for me, but.
No, beginning
but
of October.
It's been October. Mm. I mean, it's been Halloween.
It's been October since the 1st. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it has.
607 from the Barbie movie, which is, I'm sure is a big costume this year.
Oh.
Especially couples costume with Barbie and Ken. And whether or not that's cringy, we'll get into that. And also, all things that is the crazy Jada Pinkett Smith coming up this morning. Or the evil that is Jada Pinkett. We'll get into all that coming up this morning on Star. Hang on. Star 1 at 2.1, 611 of the Mark and Kim Show. It's the 12th day of Halloween. We have the 12 days of Christmas, which is actually about the 49 days of Christmas or the 57 days of Christmas, whatever you want to call it. We'll call it the 30 days of Halloween, and people, you know, because there's decorations everywhere. There've been decorations the entire month of October. We've given over December to Christmas, and even after Thanksgiving, and sometimes even before Thanksgiving.
I start before
Christmas. Mm-hmm. Of course you do. You have seasonal acceleration disorder, so you're going to do
yes,
that.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. The first way to overcome a problem is to admit it. And there you have it.
I don't see it as a problem.
I know you don't. So we're talking about the, I got two things here. The weirdest Halloween costume for 2023, and we're still awaiting the announcement of the family Halloween costume for the Hansards.
We really need to get on that. We're usually way ahead of this.
You should go around as canceled insurance policies.
We don't want to speak that into existence.
Oh, you may have already driven that into existence. What are you talking about? We can't wait to see what happens after the 67 and a 45 and no current registration on the back of your vehicle. Nothing on that, huh?
It's current now, but I'll look again today.
Mm. Like it's going to update on the website, like some new charge is going to show up. This is a fail right here. Tell me why you think this is wrong. The costume is ceiling fan. The hat supposed to look like a fan. It comes with a shirt that says "Let's go ceiling."
Let's go ceiling?
Yeah. Mm. It says get it? Ceiling fan. Like let's go ceiling.
Oh.
Problem is, why would you have a fan on your head? Shouldn't you have a ceiling over you and be a fan of the ceiling? If it's a ceiling fan,
yeah.
If you're a ceiling fan, that works with the hat with the ceiling, with the fan on it. So you put like popcorn, get a big block of popcorn.
For a popcorn ceiling
like you have, and your husband is blown off with a indoor leaf.
Only one patch in the kitchen.
Have I misspoken when I said that your husband blew off the popcorn ceiling in your home with the indoor leaf blower?
Well, you have make I it misspoken? Sound like he's done all of it. I wish he had done
you told
all
the
of
story,
it.
Seemed, when it. You told the story, it sure seemed like a little small patch in the kitchen.
Well, it is a small patch in the kitchen.
Okay, so ceiling fan, that's wrong. How about the sexy red super plumber, a.k.a. Mario? They can't call it Mario, but red super plumber.
Red super plumber.
How about botched surgery costume? Your whole body is covered in bandages, so it looks like you just had a nose job, a facelift, and every other cosmetic procedure. Huh. The charcuterie board is on the weird list this year. The charcuterie board. It hangs on your chest and has pictures of various meats and cheeses.
Okay.
Why don't you just go to Lady Gaga?
Yeah, the whole meat suit.
In her meat dress.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Mm-hmm.
The Moscow Mule costume. A copper mug with ice and garnishes on top.
Okay.
You should have more fun with that because Moscow is Russia. Russia. Mm-hmm. You know, you got something to do with Putin and a horse's ass.
Mm-hmm. You can have a lot of fun with that.
Call that the Moscow Mule.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Get it?
Yeah.
Putin, like a centaur. Putin in the front.
Yeah.
Ass in the back.
Yeah.
A donkey, whatever
I
you want to call
that.
It.
I can see that.
Price is Right 4-pack, meant for 4 people, so you and one of your sycophants could join along. Each person wears a belt that looks like the podium's contestants stand behind. One of you is bidding $1,700, one of you is bidding $800, another says $801, and the last person bids $1, just like on
Price is Right.
How about the kale salad and ranch costume for couples? One of you is a piece of kale. The other is a bottle of ranch. It's for couples where one person eats healthy and the other doesn't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That
Chicken
works.
Nugget being dipped into sauce. Just a costume for toddlers. It's actually out there. It's a costume of a chicken nugget.
Oh, that's a real one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. These are all real.
Oh.
These are all real. I'm not making these aren't fake. These aren't suggestions. These are the weirdest costumes people have worn and will wear this year. And a taco costume for guinea pigs. The reason
for
why.
For guinea pigs.
Well, if you think about it, like I've told you on multiple occasions, in Peru and other South American countries, guinea pig.
I know.
Not a delicacy, but a staple.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They eat guinea pig.
I know.
Like they raise them to eat them. The way in which we raise chickens.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I've told you that before.
Yeah, he talks about that quite often.
Yeah, I've seen it. I'm like, oh my God. It's like eating the family pet, if you're into that.
Yeah, I'm not.
And is it cringy to go as Barbie and Ken? Is it
I think so many people, yes, but a lot of people will do it.
Yeah. Is it cringy to go as Fred and Daphne from Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Homer and Marge?
Yeah.
Played out.
Cruella de Vil and a Dalmatian?
Yeah. Now, when we did it years ago, and it was probably still cringy then, because he sat at my feet.
Or even cringy
like
then.
The dogs.
Kermit and Miss Piggy, 55% say cringy. Harley Quinn and Joker?
Yeah.
Barely 51% cringy. Is everything cringy to you, dear? You've answered yes on every one of these.
Because they're all kind of played out.
Yeah.
Football player and cheerleader?
If you do Travis, Kelce, and...
Taylor?
Is Taylor Swift a cheerleader?
Right,
how about you just go as Taylor and Travis?
Well, you could, but...
Are you saying that Taylor Swift's a cheerleader?
She's got like that letter sweater thing.
Yeah.
What letter sweater thing are you talking about?
A Letterman?
Yeah. I know what it is. Oh, have you seen a picture of her in it?
Yeah, well, she did a video in it.
Oh, I mean, like years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's old. But.
All right. 6:16 now on the Mark and Kim Show. She is officially broken free. Break free from Ariana Grande. The divorce has happened. There was a prenup, but she still paid him like $1.25 million just to say, here, take this and get out. So I guess she's going to move right on.
And he's not supposed to talk about their relationship at all.
Well, you know how that goes. Until somebody offers, book deal. I got a book deal for you. All right, Mark and Kim Show, 6:29. Yeah, we'll have to talk about yesterday's TikTok video. And Yes Man doing what he does. Yeah, hang on. 6:32 on Starwood at 2.1. So we have TikTok, we have Instagram, we have Facebook. We're all over it. It's all the same name, Mark and Kim Show. We appreciate the follow, the likes, all the rest of the stuff that you do. You can also text at any time, 656-7827. Reach us directly. Or like I said, just watch us on socials. Well, I'm not sure exactly what the basis of your TikTok filming yourself mixing instant mashed potatoes into a cold water bottle was.
Mm-hmm.
Until you kind of realize or watch this, maybe Mark will notice or maybe Kim will notice.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm going to notice stuff like that. And I thought you were pouring Mio or Gatorade powder in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find out, as you said in the video, and you have to see it for yourself because he ends up drinking the Idaho garlic roasted mashed potato flakes. Or was that the Idaho? What was the brand? It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Pouring him into a cold water bottle to then shake it up, and to do what? Take your taters what?
Taters to go.
Taters to go. I think one of us said, you know, taters to go is French fries.
Right, yeah, you did.
And the point of the exercise, other than having a little fun at our expense, I think you were gaslighting us, or were you? Were you really just doing it because you'd seen it? Oh, and let me videotape this just in case they notice.
I was videotaping it just in case you noticed, but I was really doing it because I thought it would work. I thought it would solidify and turn into actual
Why did you need 8 a.m. potatoes?
Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
At 8 in the morning.
At any time.
In a cold water bottle. Not like warm water where you'd get warm mashed potatoes in like a mug or something.
Yeah.
But you poured the flakes into a normal, regular, crushable water bottle, the plastic water bottle.
I could almost understand if they'd been sort of warm because potatoes are good.
But the potato flakes need the warmth to kind of exacerbate their expansion and make them into mashed potatoes.
Well, I'm not going
to
microwave a bottle of water like I said in the video.
Well, not that you would have warm water in another vehicle to create your mashed potatoes. You know, your 8 o'clock in the morning mashed potatoes you need.
And they were garlic and something, too. It looked like there was bugs in it because it didn't solidify.
Looked like there were bugs in it. What?
Yeah, because there was like garlic or some kind of
green flakes.
I mean, it looked bad all the way around.
Have you ever made mashed potatoes just on the stovetop with like flakes and stuff and mixed it in?
No.
You've never done that?
No.
Let me try this, though, he says.
Yeah, it seemed pretty easy. The guy just poured it into the bottle of water. And
so it worked for the guy that you saw.
Yeah, solidified.
No, I don't think it did. I think you saw a trick. I think you saw somebody, because you could try it again, and I promise you won't make mashed potatoes in your cold water bottle.
Even with less water.
I think there was too much water.
Well, at least he didn't try to photocopy a slice of pizza.
What?
These are just some of the dumb things I looked up. What are the dumbest things people have done at work?
Mm-hmm.
A guy who tries to fix components at work on his own, super glues himself to components twice in the same fix. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kitchen employee forgot to put oil in the oil fryer, then turned it on, fire everywhere.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. How about this? Manager was trying to teach an employee how to correctly prepare a customer's food, and the employee said, well, I'm not the one eating it, so why should I care?
Okay.
Yeah. It goes on and on and on. But
if I'm not involved, it doesn't matter.
I think at some point I just asked you if you're the dumbest man alive.
Yeah.
He even said he might be.
And I said I might be.
You still have the potato flakes here?
Yeah.
All right. Give it another shot.
Go ahead. With less water?
Go make your cold mashed potatoes in a water bottle. I'd be interested to see how that goes. Because we saw how it went when you drank it down before. Looked like you're about to hurl.
That was awesome.
At Speed Drive, latest from Charlie XCX on Starwood 2.1, Knoxville number one hit music station.
Who is lucky number 13 and going to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie?
Let's find out. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome. Hi. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy, turn down your radio. Good morning, Amy. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Caller number 13.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Okay, what was that weird noise you just made there? Oh, whoa. Amy?
It's early. I'm on my way to work.
What does that have to do with the noise you just made?
I don't know.
I thought someone had stepped on her toe.
While driving, yeah. Whoa. Amy, where are you from, dear? Where are you from?
Maribel.
All right. Oh, I love Maribel, my stomping grounds now. Well, congratulations, Amy. You and a friend, you and a sibling, you and a daughter, a son, a husband.
A daughter. A very excited daughter.
What's her name? Give her a shout out right now.
Her name is Claire.
Hi, Claire. I love that. Claire, a two-syllable word in East Tennessee.
Claire.
Claire. Is she there? Is Claire there? Is Claire there now?
She's not. She's actually getting ready for school.
Oh, boy. That's a process, I'll bet.
I know, right?
All right, Amy. Well, congratulations. Friday the 13th. No, not the movie. That's the time. That's the date. We'll see you. Taylor Swift, okay. Eras movie, Regal Cinnabar, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Knoxville. And there you go. More chances coming up for others. Other than Amy, who says, when she wins, coming up after 8, after 10, after noon, after 3, and after 5. Ames, don't hang up anywhere. We need to get the information from you so we know you know what to do.
Okay,
coming up on Friday
so
the 13th, dear.
Awesome.
Hold on, dear. Winner Amy is still on the phone giving Tyler her information. Let's listen in. Star 102.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station. You got the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uten Law Firm. More tickets to see Taylor Swift's Eras movie coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, 7:20-ish this morning. 4 tickets to Muse Knoxville's Spooktacular Silent Disco. It's very quiet over there. Very quiet. It's a lot of feet shuffling.
But in your head, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Kim, there's headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you're going to tease or are you just going to stare at me?
No, I'm going to tease. I'm going to ask.
For God's sake. Wow, I was like, you want to move on here? I guess we won't find that out until after Lil Boo Thang on Star 102.1. Shortest song on the radio on Star 102.1. It is the Mark and Kim Show. 80 for this Thursday morning. 76, well, not now, but 54 now, but 80 later today. 76 later on Friday.
And who was confused?
I continue to be confused, obviously. I don't know if it's Wednesday or Friday, because it's neither.
It's neither.
74 on Saturday, 60 for the high on Sunday gets us into a week of 60s. Feels like fall next week.
Okay, Jada Smith.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Jada Pinkett Smith has opened up a can of worms.
No, she's opened up the sale of her new book.
And well,
This is what makes you wonder what this all is about. If you didn't see this yesterday, this is just pure ugliness.
Well,
ugliness.
But it's stuff that has been going on for years, and we've all suspected. She came out yesterday or this week and has said that she and Will have been separated for 7 years.
Not true. Hmm. That's a lie. That is not true.
No, I think it is true. Because we've all suspected. Will came out in 2021 and said they had an open marriage. I mean,
open
he
marriage,
said that.
Whatever the case may be, did you watch his face when they had whatever discussion, if it was a red table discussion or whatever, and they talked about the entanglement? When you're separated from another person, which means you're no longer together as a couple, hence the word separation.
Yes.
Then, yes, you may have emotions for that person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you're no longer in something called an entanglement with your son's best friend if you're not in a relationship. You know what you're having? You're just having a cougar-style relationship with some young guy. So watching Will Smith's face during the discussion of the, quote, entanglement that Jada Pinkett Smith found herself in was not the face of a man who's been betrayed.
But he talked then about relational perfection. That's what he called it then. And he said that they had been talking and working, and the reason she said they've not come out together and talked about this before now is because they have been having discussions. And I do believe this, because I agree with you. He was hurt. He was hurt about that entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was hurt. But he also said she is not... Of course, we also had discussions about how he was covering for her because he didn't want her
covering
to be
for her
seen.
From what?
He did not want her to be seen as the cheating spouse. He also said he goes.
But if they're separated, they're not cheating.
I've had entanglements of my own, and he said we decided as a couple that we were not going to be monogamous. He said that then.
Yeah.
And he said, we have an open marriage is what he had said. He goes, I have relationships. She has relationships.
I don't remember him saying that.
We looked it up at the time. And because you said, I don't remember him saying, even then when I brought it up.
I don't remember him saying that. I think the only other relationship that became public was her entanglement with August Alsina, whoever that guy is.
And he said that at the time, because I've looked up this again, and he goes, we've been discussing what is the perfect way to interact as a couple. And the large part of our relationship, monogamy, was what we chose for a good part of the time, not thinking of monogamy as the only relational perfection.
Ricky Research, are you looking that up?
Yeah, I didn't see anything about him saying that at all.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
So anyway, she has come out and said that they've been separated, not living romantically, for 7 years.
Then why would he get up and slap Chris Rock at the Oscars to, quote, defend her honor, when all Chris Rock did was make a point about her shaved head looking like G.I. Jane, a movie reference from 25 years ago. I mean, and Jada's saying something more about that too, isn't she?
Yeah, she says actually she was shocked by that as well.
Mm-hmm.
She said that came out of nowhere. She didn't know why
he gave him the eye. She gave him the eye, like, you're going to let me, him say that to me?
We all saw that.
That's not somebody, that's not someone who's not romantically involved with another person that would do that.
No.
Even if it's the parent, the person that you co-parent with. Mm-hmm. You just have some. You think to yourself, okay, is it worth going up there and creating an international incident because they made fun, if you want to call it making fun, when you have a comic bit about someone having, a little bit of hair on her head? I mean, keep my wife's mouth. He said, keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still married. They're still married.
But when they've decided to separate, that should disallow, but it should just, there's no entanglements after that. You've moved on. You both moved on.
But they say they're going to continue being a married couple.
Hollywood.
She says there's no plan for them to become divorced not a couple.
Celebrity couples never divorce. That's right. Mm. It's like they're trying to hang on for some sort of standard that who sets in Hollywood? Nobody. They all get married. They all get divorced. It's just what they do.
Yeah.
Why is this such a big deal?
So, but there's more about Chris Rock, can talk about that and all this mess and the kids and all those
things.
But
then again, remember this, she's also trying to sell a book.
Oh, I know. All right?
Always keep in mind, you only see Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt in People magazine when they got a movie to promote. You only hear people say real, quote, real things when they have a book to sell. So, we'll get into that coming up. We do have Her versus Him in just minutes. It's The Feud is the game of the day. Coming up, hang on. Versus Him, Mark versus Kim on Star 102.1. Today is Leslie versus Joe. Leslie and Joe are playing The Feud for
4 tickets to the Muse Knoxville Spooktacular Silence Disco this Friday night, 4:30 to 7:30. Dance, decorate pumpkins, and join the costume contest. Get your tickets now at museknoxville.org. What's going on over there?
Leslie, are you there?
I'm here.
Hold on, darling.
I saw the head drop.
Well,
and
this is why I put a woman on backup. Joe hung up the phone.
Oh.
All right, Joe. Well, it's not my problem here. Let me just call Brittany back. See, we take these numbers, and sometimes we have an emergency situation like this one, and then we got to go they versus them, because
men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Let's connect. Watch her not answer.
Hello.
Hey, Britt, you want to play the game?
I do.
Come on, get me off that daggum speakerphone and let's do this thing. Leslie, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, we'll start with Leslie. Leslie and Kim, and then Brittany and Mark, all right?
Brittany and him.
Brittany and, yes. They versus them, Mark versus Kim. All right, Leslie, top 5 answers on the board. Give me the most popular answer. Name something you eat that starts with the letter L, interestingly enough.
Lasagna.
Is lasagna on the list? It is at number 1. Kim, something you eat that starts with the letter L?
Lettuce.
Is lettuce on the list? It is at number 3. Leslie, food that you eat that starts with the letter L?
Lima beans.
Are lima beans on the list? No, because nobody eats lima beans. Strike number 1. I haven't had one since my youth, and I'll never have one. You could force me to the ground and hold me down. I will die before I eat a lima bean. All right, Kim, 1 strike, 2 strikes left, 3 answers left. Name something you eat that starts with the letter L.
Lemons.
Lemon. Is lemon on the list? Yeah. It is at number 5. Leslie? 3 seconds left. Is sweet Jesus on the list? 2 seconds. 1 second.
I don't know.
Strike number 2. Kim?
Linguini.
Is linguini on the list? Did not make the top 5. That's 3 strikes. Boys, talk it out.
I'm going to go with lamb, lime.
All right, you've heard it. Brittany, there you go. You can steal the first round of the first point. Name something you eat that starts with the letter L.
Let's do licorice.
Licorice. Is licorice on the list? No, ooh, it did not make the top five. Lasagna, aww, lamb at number two, like was suggested. Lettuce at number three, liver at number four, yeah, and lemon, ugh, at number five.
Nobody, right, eats liver.
All right, Scoremaster Steve.
All right, that's one for Leslie, zero for Brittany.
Yes. That's correct.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Brittany.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, I'm confused now because I've got two women on the line. All right, here we go. Brittany and Tyler. Here we go. Top five answers on the board. Brittany, give me the most popular answer.
Excuse me.
Name a job that everyone thinks is so easy. Brittany?
Oh, gosh. A teacher.
Is being a teacher just everybody thinking so easy? Nobody thinks that's easy. Strike number one. Oh. Tyler, name a job that everyone thinks is so easy.
I hear it all the time. DJ.
Is the DJ an easy job? Strike number two. Name a job, Leslie, that everyone thinks is so easy. Oh, sorry, Brittany.
Yep.
Job that's so easy. Give me an answer, quick. 2 seconds.
Hair salon.
Is the hair salon, the job called hair salon, is that on the list? Strike number three. Leslie and Kim, talk it out.
Fast food worker?
Oh, yeah.
Time for discussion is over. Leslie, a job that everyone thinks is so easy.
Fast food worker.
Is the fast food worker on the list?
That is correct.
It is on the list. Our list was number one, security guard, number two, landscaper or lawnmower, number three, call center, number four, lifeguard, and number five, fast food worker.
And none of them are really easy.
Well, that's three for
Leslie.
That was the poll. All right, Leslie, you're in the lead, and so you get to decide if you want to play this or pass this. Round three, top four answers. Name something you sometimes forget to do while driving. Name something you sometimes forget to do while driving. Do you want to play that or pass that to Brittany?
I'll pass that.
All right, Brittany, name something you sometimes forget to do while driving.
Buckle up.
You forget to buckle up. Is buckle up on the list? It is at number three. Kim, Tyler, name something you sometimes forget to do while driving.
Blinker.
Is that blinker on the list? Turn signal at number one. Answers two and four left. Three strikes to work with. Brittany, something you forget to do while driving sometimes. 2 seconds.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm going to get that. That's a
sometimes
given.
Sometimes you zone out.
I know, but that's strike number one. Tyler?
What's the speed limit? So the speed.
Speed. Strike two. Sometimes you forget something you forget to do while driving. Brittany? 2 seconds.
Your destination?
You forget your destination. Did not make the top five. Girls, talk it out for the win.
Turn on the windshield wipers.
Forget to stop at a red light.
Yeah.
The time for discussion is over to win the whole thing. Leslie, name something you sometimes forget to do while driving.
Forget to stop at a red light?
Is forgetting to stop at a red light on the list? No. Kim's answer of windshield wipers was number four on the list. Forgetting that we're a hands-free cell phone stayed at number two. Turn signal number one and seatbelt at number three. Well, we're going to go to the flipping coin flip. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Leslie, call it heads or tails.
Heads,
and it is heads. All right, Brittany, win it or lose it right here. Heads or tails? I'm sorry, tie it or lose it right here. Brittany?
Tails.
And it is tails. Leslie, win it or lose it right here. Heads or tails?
Tails.
Oh, and it's heads. That means the boys win today, right?
Yeah. Leslie, Brittany wins.
Brittany wins, whoever the boys are. Congratulations, Brittany. Brittany, we're going to see you over there at Spooktacular Muse Knoxville, the silent disco that's going on. Thank you for calling. Thank you. Hold on, Leslie. Oh, no. Leslie, thank you. Goodbye, Brittany. I'm all confused.
Brittany wins.
Yes. Start with a 2.1. A little bit more about the Jada Pinkett Smith book tour, of course, and all the publicity and headlines that she'll make over the next few weeks or so.
Including Chris Rock stuff.
All right, we'll be back with that next. 7:48 on Starwater 2.1. Here's Olivia Rodrigo. 7:51 on Starwater 2.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station with the Mark and Kim show.
The big news is Jada Pinkett Smith yesterday admitted to Hoda Kotb on Today that she and Will Smith have been separated, living separate lives, essentially, since 2016.
Nobody heard it yesterday believes it, just so you know.
I think people do. Because she's had entanglements with August, what's his name?
Not an entanglement if you're not with someone any longer, but go on.
But they are together. They're still married. They have an open relationship. But
well, you're one of those people that thought you had to be fully divorced, not separated, before you could even date.
I do. So you may have that's my belief.
But when people separate, whatever the reason they're not together, people feel that they can move on with their lives. But go on.
So they're living their lives separately or no longer romantically together, she said. Then she brought in the Chris Rock thing. And she said through the years, Chris Rock has hurt her on several different levels. And at one point...
Hurt her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She says hurt her. And she said at one point she thought he had heard that she and Will were divorcing.
Okay.
And so he actually called and asked her out, said, I would love to take you out. And she said, we're not divorcing. And so he profusely apologized then.
Okay, you know, did that have something to do with the slap then, maybe?
Well, she said she didn't think it had anything to do with the slap.
Is Chris Rock going to respond to that? Because he's never once said, you know, I did ask her out one time. Maybe that's what got Will mad. Because he's done a comedy routine now. He's done a special that involved a lot of comedy about what happened that night of the Oscars. So he didn't say that, though.
No.
Maybe he's mad I asked her out.
And he may respond to this now because like it'd be interesting to hear if he says he asked her out or whatever.
It'd be more interesting to hear him say, I never asked her out.
Wouldn't it?
And who would you believe? If Chris Rock said she never asked me out, I'm sorry, I never asked her out, and she says he asked me out, who are you going to believe?
Him.
Mm-hmm.
Him.
Yeah.
Chris Rock.
Kind of.
Yeah. Now, she says he's hurt my feelings over the years. She thinks it goes back to the misunderstanding that they had at the 2016 Oscars.
What misunderstanding of the 2016 Oscars did Jada Pinkett Smith and Chris Rock have?
Well, she said it goes back to the Oscar So White campaign because she said that she told people not to show up and everything, and he was hosting that year. She said that, you know, there was a big brouhaha about that.
Boy, this gets deep, doesn't it?
And she thinks he took it personally. And so all this is about the book that she's got coming out.
Exactly.
And she said, I'm not going to say that I was hurt about the things that he said in his monologue because that's what comedians do. But then she also makes it sound like she is hurt by this. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see if Will comes out and talks about this because he's talked about how they are.
Not without Jada's permission.
Mm-hmm. Of course not. She is the overlord and seer of all this.
806 on Starwater 2.1. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uten Law Firm. Landlords, go. That was the prompt on our Facebook page, and I have to say, wow, y'all got some good landlords. But then I have stories of other landlords. The other side of landlords. Yes, we'll bring those to you next, including the story that started this all, a pet fee that they tried to charge a woman. We'll be back with that coming up on Starwater 2.1. It's Miley Cyrus and her new stepmother, Fire Rose, as her dad. So dad just got married. It's the Mark and Kim Show.
And no, that's not another name for Britney Spears.
No, that's River Red. That's River Red. And Fire Rose.
It's a little confusing.
She'd get together and perform something together. Yeah. Maybe a knife dance or a fire walk or something. Fire Rose. Listen to this woman describe what she's gone through at her apartment complex with her landlord. Here, of course, it comes.
So tell me why my apartment complex tried to charge me $250 for a fish as a pet fee. Mind y'all, let me show y'all the fish tank. 2.5-gallon fish tank. Am I tripping?
No, you're not tripping. You're dealing with a landlord. Landlords aren't always the greatest. Now, we got a lot of responses because I just said landlords, go. As in fill in the gap. Tell us your story. And we got a ton of people said, oh, I've had great experiences with my landlord. And if you've been in a house or an apartment for a long time and you've not got somebody who raised the rent indiscriminately or kept it, you know, like I guess along with cost of living increases and stuff like that, I can understand that. But then there's just the other side of it. Like for Farron. Farron, and in all caps they wrote this, painting over a roach on its back.
Disgusting.
Reminds me of when you see them not clear roadkill. And they paint the lines on the road, and they paint right... Right over. I've seen them. I've seen
really?
Pictures. Yes, I've seen pictures of them going right over an armadillo or whatever the case may be. Beth, here lately, gritty sons of bees. Absolutely disgusting how they are gouging people the way that they are. Absolutely. They're absolutely gouging many, many occasions. Lauren, landlords, go. Raised all of our rent in our complex by $600 a month. Never approved maintenance to fix anything. Had a leak that was their fault, and it did so much water damage, and all they did was paint over it. Painting over water damage. That's why, like, if you're going to buy a house, always get a home inspector to look at it before.
Yeah.
They will notice stuff like that, even if somebody tries to paint over water damage. And you had a water issue at your apartment. Has that been resolved with your landlord?
Yes, it has been resolved.
They paid for your hotel?
Yeah, they paid for the hotel. They even did. Knocked money off of our rent and everything.
Ah, mm-hmm. Good for you, pal.
Lucky.
Amy writes, slumlords who fix things themselves to save money, but ends up breaking again anyway.
Mm.
You'd figure hiring a professional would save money in the long run instead of just rigging it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess if you think yourself of a handyman, you can get in there and try to do it yourself. It's not always the case.
If you know what you're doing, that's right. Fine. Yeah. But
Ryan writes, $1,449 a month before anything else for 2 bedrooms, 2 baths. Stainless steel appliances, nice little place, except maintenance requests go months without a fix. We moved into the end of May and still have problems not fixed from the day we moved in. Mm. We've gone 20 days with no AC when it was almost 100 degrees outside. Mm. We've been attacked by dogs off leashes. No phone calls answered back when they call the owners. When calling the owners, they won't offer reduced rates when we went 20 days with no AC. Ceiling leaks in guest bathroom from upstairs neighbors. Kids dumping water out of their bath. We've had about enough. I don't blame them.
I'd say so. Sometimes
moving ain't an option, though. Sometimes you just don't have the option of moving, and you're kind of stuck in it. A person named Delight writes, my rent is $550 for a 2-bedroom. It's not that bad at all. Affordable rent can be done. Then it got a whole chain of responses to that. Brooke, where? Less, where she lives. Brooke, back to Les. Yes, but where? In what community in East Tennessee can we get a 2x2, two bedroom, yeah, 2 bath for $550? Delight, I'm not going to say because I'm afraid that Rand Properties will find it and take it over.
Mm.
Is that a company that's been doing that? I've been hearing that name come up a lot.
I guess so. They're going in
buying apartment complexes. Rand Properties. Hmm. And then wildly, I think they showed up at a Don Dare thing.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Mm.
And they're doing that. Then it went on and on and on back to each other. Jody, more than 50% of the tenants that I have had in the past 13 years have destroyed our homes, and it takes more money to fix what they destroyed than they paid while they were there. Not to mention the ones that didn't pay rent for 2 years during the pandemic, and it was illegal to evict them. It does go both ways, says Jody.
That's true, too.
Jody said, somebody wrote back to Jody, I guess you should have a better screening process. To which Jody responded, there isn't a background check for nastiness.
Yeah.
The check entails credit check, criminal check, and eviction check. References lie, so what's the solution? To which they wrote back, proof of income. I've always had to prove that I was an excellent tenant when I was still renting. You could also only rent to people who are older and more responsible.
But that still doesn't speak to nastiness either.
No, yeah.
I mean, right. People get
vindictiveness,
in and,
nastiness.
Oh. That's true.
Jody writes back to that person, proof of income is required, obviously, which also doesn't gauge whether someone will tear your property up.
That's true.
There are also federal laws against discriminating against people for their age, sex, religion, family, mm-hmm, familial status, etc. It's not as easy as you think.
It's true.
And, a lot of great responses. But a lot of people seem to have, you know, decent luck with their landlord. And I say, if you got that situation, you're lucky. Lucky.
Who is lucky number 13 and going to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie?
Hey!
Caller number 13. Sorry. 13.
What a terrible trick.
On myself. Would have been funny if you heard the tweh and then just hung up that phone and you were actually.
We go, no.
Caller number 13. 13, what is your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Congratulations. Eras movie, Taylor Swift, Friday the 13th. That's not the name of the movie. That's just the time we're showing it. Regal Cinebar, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Knoxville. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's 8:31 on Star 102.1 on this Thursday morning, the 12th day of Halloween on the Mark and Kim Show. Warmer today, sunshine, 80 degrees, and of course, NFL action tonight. That's right, tonight we now do a survivor pool as opposed to Kim just picking her favorite colors as winners of the week. We have to survive the weekend by picking a team that we don't think will lose, but we're not allowed to pick the same team in any week throughout the season. So if you've already chosen the Vikings, you can never choose them again. If you've already chosen the Commanders, you can never choose them again.
And you and I failed woefully last week.
Did somebody win last week? Did somebody survive last week?
Somebody did, and it's this guy.
This guy he has with two thumbs out. Who did you pick last week?
I picked the Lions.
The Lions, mm-hmm. All right. And who did we pick last week?
The Ravens and the Rams.
I chose the Rams.
I chose the Ravens.
They both lost, which means each of us, you and I, have to put six more dollars.
Oh, yeah.
As it's week number six.
I've been putting in a lot of money.
Well, because you suck.
Well, I'm trying to get better.
This is surviving the weekend, so this team has to win, and you may not have chosen them before. So who are the teams that Kim has chosen previous to today's pick?
The Chargers, the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Falcons.
All right. So you have to choose a team today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to lose this weekend, but none of those teams you just chose.
Okay. I'm going to choose the Saints. They play the Texans.
Okay.
And I'm choosing them because I'm hoping that they'll beat the Texans, and that will somehow translate into UT winning over Texas A&M. Because I think we're going to need all the help we can get. And even though I believe UT plays Texas A&M before the Saints play the Texans, I know. Yeah. But I'm thinking two Texas losses over the weekend and the Saints. But I've been peeking evil birds because I wanted the birds to be gone. It's getting awfully loud. I really thought about this. I'm trying to make sense. I'm trying to be sensible about this.
That's the funniest thing she said all day.
Because I know nothing about the teams.
Have I chosen the Dolphins yet?
You have not.
I'll choose the Dolphins to survive the weekend.
And what's your reason?
Because they're playing the lowly Panthers. And I'm going to stop trying to pick these close games. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick what should be a blowout. And I'll just use up them Dolphins, even though I may need them later in the season. So,
but you can't use them again later in the season because you're choosing them now.
I mean that I won't be able to choose them again later in the season. I'll just blow it out now. So I'm choosing the Dolphins. And who are you choosing?
I'm going to go with the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Because they're playing the Patriots, and they're playing
awful. And the Patriots are horrible.
Oh, my gosh. My son cries every week.
Does he really cry?
No, he doesn't really cry. But he's not happy with his Patriots.
Are you sure? Because I can hear your son. He's a bit of a titty baby, so I can hear him actually wailing out.
He's not happy.
Him and Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, his Patriots are doing horribly. That's what I'm hearing. It's bad.
Yeah. And current amount of money in and the current records of each. Like I lost this last week, so I'm 3-2 now.
You're 3-2. I'm 3-2, and Kim is 2-3.
Mm.
See, I'm not too bad.
Bad.
I mean, just a little flip-flop there.
But you're not in the running for the money at this point in time at the end of the season
this
by whoever
week may
has
change it.
The best win-loss record. Yeah, based on that amazing, amazing common sense.
Analysis,
yes. Last time I saw you, Nicki Minaj on the Mark and Kim Show. Reminder, social media is where all of it, kind of. Mark and Kim Show without the, just no the. Just find Mark and Kim Show. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and the rest of them. Including, we got a podcast every single day. Search it the same way, Mark and Kim Show on Spotify, Google Podcast for now until it becomes YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Starwater 2.1 app. And we've kind of been playing around with a new game. That will continue today on the podcast. It's 30 bonus minutes, so everything you hear on the morning show throughout the day, and then 30 minutes we sit around and just chat or play a new game called Careless Spelling. You've heard Careless Whispering. We put headphones on her, and she can't hear me, and she tries to read my lips, and that's always fun. This might be just as much, maybe not as much, but just as much fun.
Oh, yeah,
maybe.
It's a joy.
Careless Spelling, where you know it's hard enough just to spell something to someone without them writing it down, then have you say the word back to me.
Yeah.
It's also more difficult if I give a definition that has nothing to do with the word I'm about to spell.
Yeah, my mind's going in 15 different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
We'll do a little sample right here. Then maybe it'll entice you to listen to the Mark and Kim Show podcast and hang around for the 30 bonus minutes at the end of the podcast. Like Careless Spelling. Here we go. You know when you sleep but still see visions sometimes, or weird things. Some call it maybe a nightmare, but you're just having a dreadlocks. I spelled a word to you. Spelled it.
Dream lust. DREA. I got that far. Dream.
Or the word that I actually spelled, dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks.
One more time.
Oh, gosh.
One more time. Here we go.
See, I usually get like the first three letters and then I get lost.
Yeah.
This is an end of the year dance with seniors and sometimes juniors having their own. PROCEDURAL. The word is?
Preclude. Because, of course, prom is what I'm thinking. And P-R-O, yeah. And then I'm like, it's not prom. I know I have to pay attention.
P-R-O-C-E-D-U-R-A-L is procedural. More careless spelling coming up on the Mark and Kim Show podcast. Well, one conspiracy theory dies, but another one thrives. We'll get into that coming up in just a few minutes. On the Mark and Kim Show, as someone has won the Powerball at 1.7. Oh. Sure, what at 2.1, 918 on the Mark and Kim Show. There was some conspiracy theory out there that the Powerball really wanted a $2 billion win.
And where did that conspiracy theory come from?
It was streaking the
internet.
Seems
like I heard it.
Yeah, you did hear it.
Like really close.
Well, your computer is right in front of you, yes.
Like I could reach out and touch the person who was starting it.
Don't touch me at work. don't touch the internet at work. You may have heard that rumor that the Powerball really wants a $2 billion winner, don't they?
Yeah, I heard it right here in my ear. Yeah.
Huh. You talking to somebody on the phone?
No, talking to somebody like right here.
Oh, is Tyler in the room?
No.
Oh.
No, he's not. Okay. Just you and me, baby.
Don't call me baby. $1.71 billion prize won with one ticket.
One ticket.
One ticket.
Just one.
Just one. And here comes the rant.
Uh-oh.
Don't take the lump sum.
You think they're hearing you?
Well, they're in California, you know.
They could be listening.
California.
Hey, yeah. My son's from California. It's not a bad place. Oh.
California.
Hey.
He falls into that California people thing. Oh, he does. Absolutely. I was wrong. $1.765 billion, which is $1,765,000,000.
Dadgum.
So don't shortchange him by $50 million, Mark. Sorry, I shan't.
Yeah, really?
One by one, one person, second largest in the game's history. The biggest Powerball jackpot was $2.04 billion. What?
When was that?
Wait, no. Wait, what?
I think they're... How did we miss that?
Wait, what? They had a $2 billion. They already had a $2 billion?
Well, then all that...
Winner of record $2 billion Powerball jackpot is revealed. So they did want a $2 billion and they already had it.
Well, then all that conspiracy
Edwin
theory
Castro.
Thing.
It wasn't a conspiracy theory. They'd already... Why didn't anybody speak up and say, hey, dummy?
Well, I didn't know it.
We already had a $2
billion. It seems like we would have known that.
We had a $2 billion in 2020.
Remembered that.
In February... I guess see big wins on the Powerball don't even affect us anymore. They
You'd
just
think
don't.
$2 billion would be something we'd remember.
Obviously not. If I'm over here, you know they really want a $2 billion.
They really want this. Yeah. They wouldn't even really want. They
Edwin
really
Castro,
want.
Who just busted right out, he was like, "I don't care. I'll tell everybody. This is who I am." So there you go. don't take the lump sum. Take the payout. Take the annuity. You don't give it. You don't give up. 40.
Take the money and run.
No, well, you don't have to run. You can just run back to the bank every year to get another $58 million every single year for
Which
29 years.
Glorious.
And it does go on to your relatives after you die. People say, nah, it's not transferable. Yeah, which means you can't sell it to an annuity company that will pay you out and then take the win. You can't do that, but you can definitely will it to somebody.
So your kids, your
So your kids,
whoever.
So for 29 years of $58 million a year, you could blow it all in 1 year and then go, oh, well, I'm good. I got next year. And
that's
I got
January.
The year after that for 29 more years.
That's amazing. 29.
And then the other conspiracy theory, which might grow, its legend might grow, is the Mark and Kim Show. Go find it for yourself. Viral video of the day. Bigfoot taking a dump spotted by train in Colorado.
Is it fuzzy?
It's distant. Like you can't zoom in, I guess. You can't zoom in. But when they did freeze frame it and zoomed in, it looked like someone had purchased the Harry and the Hendersons costume and decided to take a dump in the Sonora is what they did. There she is, hostage negotiator Olivia Rodrigo. And get him back. She's working in crisis management now. As it's a fun song. It's a fun
Apparently
little song.
Pretty good at
on
it.
On the Mark and Kim Show at 9:42. We got a Facebook post going up a little later this afternoon, and it's going to say...
Well, it's based on something my husband asked my mother-in-law yesterday. And
his mother.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be about when you were growing up, and even now, do you have company into your home ever?
Company?
Because apparently they weren't company people. They didn't have company into their home.
Really?
Ever.
We used to work with somebody like that. Then again, I don't have company either.
So it's going to be, you have company and why or why not?
That's similar to the question that's been asked. Were you either a birthday party family or a non-birthday party
they
family?
They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. All right, cool. Listen, look for that and leave a comment. Also, the Mark and Kim Show podcast available every single day. Best found on the Star 102.1 app.
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Kimmy.
More.
Yes, yes. We have maybe possibly discovered a new game until she finally remembers it's just easier to tune me out, which is what she does anyway.
Gosh.
When I'm saying a definition of a game we're calling careless spelling, welcome to the Mark and Kim Show bonus part of the podcast.
But see, that's the 60% that I'm listening to, is the I'm listening to the definition mm-hmm. and then when you start spelling and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, the spelling has nothing to do with the definition, but I know the definition.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, careless spelling, and I have to come. If we're gonna do this, I have to come up with like a theme, a bed for it, like I have for
oh my gosh.
Careless whispering. Of course, just careless whisper from Wham. We'll have to figure that out. All right, this is another quick round of that. I got a couple of three more words here. We'll get Kim to spell, because it's hard enough just to spell a word when it's spoken to you by letters, because you're not writing it down. So here we go. Lock in, darling. Here we go. This is how you want your fruits and vegetables, straight out of the garden, crisp, colorful, and F-R-E-Q-U-E-N-T-L-Y.
Frequently.
Oh!
Ooh.
Maybe it was the Q-U-E that caught her attention. Oh, wait a minute. He's off. He's not spelling fresh.
Yeah, fresh is, right. Fresh was in my mind. Okay. Fresh right. was in my mind.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Careless spelling. Here we are. These things are on the outside of your mouth, and we can kiss with our lipreading. And the word is, I just spelled to you.
Lipids.
Lipids.
Lipids. Well, that lips would be, is what that we can
be,
kiss
that would
with,
be about but... a six-letter word. When I, just, I think I gave you a 13-letter word. The word I gave you was lip reading.
Lip reading.
Lip reading.
Which I suck at as well. The careless whispering.
Here we go. I got two more, and then we'll get into whatever else you wanted to bring up on this podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Here Lippy. We go. Here we go.
Okay.
This is a color shade that's halfway between white and black. G-R-A-S-S-L-A-N-D-S. And the word I just spelled to you was?
Grassly. Grassier. Gracias.
Gracias.
Gray is what I have in my mind. Gray.
Of the Mexican word.
Black and
gracias,
white.
Gracias. Or the word I spelled was grasslands.
Yeah, whatever.
Grasslands. Grasslands. Whatever.
Look at the grasslands, the vast grasslands.
Yeah, it's a word, Kim.
I know.
It's an
it's
actual
not
word.
One we use a lot, but yeah.
I can make it easier on you. This is a color shade that's halfway between white and black. Gracelland. And that word is?
Graceland.
Oh,
there you go.
All right. One more. I got one more. And then maybe we'll do this in the future. But now she's starting to catch on.
Yeah, a little bit.
Starting well, once you on. Said, don't pay attention to my definitions. And I'm like, oh, why didn't
about,
I think of
how
that?
How about you pay attention to the definition that says, this is a small body of running water that is much smaller than a river. C-R-E. S-C-E-N-D-O.
Crescendo.
Huh, see, the game is over. Yeah. It was fun while...
Oh!
There we are. That's the end.
Well, and that was a musical term, so...
Well, and she's so musical, because, you know, we've heard
crescendo,
all that.
Crescendo, decrescendo, all the things.
No. Is that what you do with your voice?
Piano.
Crescendo and decrescendo. We could use a little bit more decrescendo, if you could, please.
You like my loudness.
Okay. There you go.
What a slide over that. Yeah.
So I got to go. I got to bolt. I knew this early this morning. I got something I got to take care of for someone else really quickly. So I'm going to have to bolt out for the rest of the podcast. But I'm disappointed. I'm going to have to miss out on an interview that you've got set up, which is kind of cool. And I guess there's also a surprise guest.
My son Eli
is coming in to help you with the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Did you clear that with me before you decided to bring in your son?
No, you weren't going to be here, so I thought, well, I'll just, you know. He's real excited about this because the guy we're going to be interviewing, Matt Grafer, is the inside stadium announcer for the Savannah Bananas. And my son, unbeknownst to me, apparently goes to bed every night watching the Savannah Bananas. Who knew?
Really?
Are you sure that he's not just playing with his banana?
I'm
I was
sure.
waiting on that.
I'm sure.
I mean, you may be confused on exactly... what your son is doing in his own
bedroom. No. I'm not confused. But he and his friends think they are just the coolest things, and so they've just gotten this cult following, and they've just set up their world tour, and they are coming to Nashville, and so the stadium announcer, Matt, is from Knoxville.
Very cool.
And so he had this dream, and so we're going to talk to him about how he made his dream come true from a young college professor at 25 to now 30-something doing what he's always wanted to do He made that happen, and talk a little bit about the bananas.
And as somebody who has been a stadium announcer throughout his entire career, I'm disappointed I won't get a chance to say hi and talk to him. So is he calling in on the phone?
Or? Yeah, he's going to be calling in. So we'll be having some fun with him, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. I got a bolt, but the rest of the podcast continues after I hit the stop button and they get Matt on the phone.
And we have Matt on the phone. Hello, Matt Grafer. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
Hi. We do have the young professor. I'm doing great. This is Kim from the Mark and Kim Show on Star 102.1 in Knoxville. We have our producer, new man Tyler Gann, who is also yes man Tyler Gann. You've been talking with him, so we appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. How's it going, Matt?
Good, Tyler. What's going on, buddy?
And we've also got my son, Eli, in here.
Hello.
He is
What's up, Eli?
What's up?
He is a senior in high school here at CAK, and he is looking at a possible career in sports broadcasting. So when I told him that we were going to be talking with you, he goes, with the Savannah Bananas? He goes, can I come? And I said, well, yeah, come on in. So he's really excited to talk with you as well. So just to give you an introduction here, you are the in-house announcer for the Savannah Bananas, but you're also known as the Young Professor. That's your, you know, your stage name, I guess. And you have a history here in Knoxville. And so I really just want to get a background for you. You're also known as the best host in all of sport, or best dressed host in all of sports, which caught my eye because I like myself as a little bit of a fashion plate.
Yeah. Definitely.
My son's rolling his eyes a little bit because he, when I showed up in his room the other night in a princess dress, he goes, Mom, you're just weird. but I think your title now is Chief Potassium Enthusiast for the viral sensation baseball team, the Savannah Bananas.
It's a lot to unpack, right? Like you just listed a lot of things, and it's tough to keep it all straight. But I guess to keep it simple. So yeah, I refer to myself on stage and in our games as our Chief Potassium Enthusiast, which really is just a title I've given myself as our host, as the in-game host for the Savannah Bananas. And so that's my primary role. And I'm actually just starting with them full-time as our entertainment cast director. So I do have a full-time position with the team now. And to answer your question about my relationship to East Tennessee, my family all lives in that area. In 2007, they moved first to the Farragut area, and now they've kind of spread out to some of the other areas surrounding the Knoxville area. And so my brother, sister, my mother, father, and grandparents all live in East Tennessee. So I frequent the area a few times a year.
So pretty much everybody but you.
Pretty much everybody but me, yes.
Well, maybe when you're here for the holidays, you had mentioned a little bit earlier that you were going to be here for the holidays. So maybe you can come by and see us in person. We'd love to meet you.
That would be cool. I'll be there but right before New Year's. My father is getting remarried. So he's getting married on New Year's Eve. So I should be there in that area then.
Awesome. Well, okay, let's start with the young professor, because that's everything that I've heard about you in person. We know somebody here in town who knows you, and that's how we first got in touch with you. So tell us about that, because you were started as the young professor at like 25 years old?
That's correct. And so while it's my nickname, it's also a descriptor of what I once was. I used to be young, and I used to be a professor, and that's a little easier to remember than Matt. Matt is kind of an ordinary name, and when I started in entertainment and was just calling myself Matt, I didn't feel like it was really resonating with people, and so I pivoted to coming up with a stage name that aligned with what I was doing. I was a trivia host when I started, and so a professor title kind of made sense, plus it was what I did in the other part of my life for my day job.
Now, what was your day job, though? I mean, literally.
So I was a college professor. I was a 25-year-old college professor. I taught in exercise science for about 7.5 years, and then most recently, I just finished up being a high school teacher in social studies. So I've got 11 years plus as an educator, And so, I mean, it's the Young Professor is not just a clever nickname. It's definitely what I did.
But when did you decide that you wanted to be more of a performer? I mean, there's not many high school, college teachers, professors who decide, you know, I think I want to be a performer.
You know, sometimes your hardships in life kind of shape a path for you that you didn't necessarily expect. And that's what happened to me somewhere along the lines, somewhere along the way. When I was about 4 years into my college professor experience, they got rid of my program. And so I was out of a job for a while. I had to take a job in sales for a short time. And I was looking for an opportunity to make more money and get out in front of audiences because I always liked public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I had always wanted to be a trivia host. I used to go play a lot when I was younger, didn't have kids. And so to supplement my income, I started as a trivia host and really enjoyed it and kept doing it even when I went back into the classroom. And so that kind of started my journey in entertainment. And from there, after about 2 years of doing that, every single week people would come up to me and compliment me about my voice specifically and say, "Do you work in sports?" And I got that question all the time, to the point where I finally said, "Well, I should probably do something about this, because if enough people tell you something, there's probably something there."
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but almost 6 years ago, I actually started my first job in sports. Was I was a professional wrestling ring announcer at a small pro wrestling school in Daytona Beach, Florida.
So
that's how I got started in sports. And from there, I became an in-arena host for arena football. I started working in boxing, MMA, then minor league baseball, and tons of events in between, to the point where I started to realize that there might be a legitimate path for me to pivot and go into entertainment full-time. And when I first met the owner of the Savannah Bananas, Jesse Cole, he's the first person that asked me, he says, "What do you want to do?" And I'd never even thought about it before, but I said to him, I said, "I want to be an entertainer full-time." And that was 2.5 years ago, and he didn't know it then, and I didn't know it then. But he and our relationship developed in a way that actually made that dream come true.
We're going to talk more about that in just a second.
Do you like sports as a fan?
I do, but my family was not a big sports family growing up. Like, I started watching it kind of on my own when I was in middle school and high school because all the kids watched it. So I got into more professional sports. I grew up in New Jersey, so college sports wasn't really a big deal. In fact, my first exposure was University of Tennessee football when my brother
Yeah,
you guys know how to get it done right. That kind of changed my entire perspective on college sports. But so I grew up as a Mets fan, and I was loosely like a Jets-Giants fan growing up, but not so hardcore that I was an over-the-top sports fan.
Matt, this is Tyler here. I had a question for you. Now, I'm the PA announcer for a local football team here, a high school football team, the Fulton Falcons. I had a question for you. The Savannah Bananas, they always have a whole lot of stuff going on, like entertainment-wise. Like, how difficult is it to announce those games with all that stuff going on?
Oh, it's a wild experience. I mean, having worked in more traditional sports first and then coming there, it's a good background to have when you go in, but it's entirely different. It's a whole other animal. It's that cranked up to the, you know, exponentially the 10th power. It's a pretty wild experience to have to adjust to.
Well, I love the way you said that when he asked you, the owner of the Savannah Bananas asked you, "What do you want to do?" And you hadn't even really thought about it. And you said, "I want to be a performer." And there you were. And you didn't know what it was going to become. I love the way that was the first thing that was off the tip of your tongue. You know, it's like, oh, there it is. It's almost like you couldn't stop yourself from saying it. And now it's developed.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. And now it's developed into this huge thing because you're, a lot of people liken you all to the Harlem Globetrotters of the baseball field.
Yeah.
But it came through growth. You were talking about the owner, and he, you were talking about hardships taking you to where you are. And that's kind of what happened with him, you know, buying this team and coming, because he's young too. I mean, you talk about young guys and their dreams. And it was through trial and error a lot of how you all got where you are.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Jesse's story is pretty well documented in our docuseries on the ESPN specials, and in his books. And I, that's probably what drew me to him, was he and I are about the same age. He's about 2 years older than I am. And his story and just his approach was so in line with what I was doing. And I had no idea anyone else was like this. And what he has built from nothing. I mean, he goes on to say when he started in, you know, in the front office of a baseball team, which happened only because he blew out his arm. He used to be a player and he couldn't play anymore. So he couldn't achieve those dreams. Mm-hmm. But he came on as a general manager at 23 years old of the worst like professional team in all of baseball. And
probably thinking, this is not what I thought was going to happen. You know, he's yeah. 23
years old. Not at all. And he turned that into what you see now. I mean, there's a lot of things that happened in between, you know, when he was 23 and now, you know, like 16 years later. But his story is incredible. And I think that's one of the things that people love about us is when they look beyond even the dancing and all the fun that we have, which is kind of our primary attraction point. There's a great story there of just people working hard and achieving their dreams. It's a very, to me, it's a very American story. It's a very good underdog story.
Oh, yeah.
And hey, Matt, I know you said you were from up north and I know you're a Mets fan, but how exciting was it to have Johnny Damon participate with the Savannah Bananas?
Oh, well, first of all, I mean, Johnny Damon, I know he played with the Yankees, but he is always a Red Sox in my mind. And as yeah. a Mets fan who always hated the Yankees, it was always welcome to have Red Sox guys in the dugout. But
yeah.
Johnny Damon is a guy I used to watch growing up, and
right.
now I've had a few chances to hang out with this guy.
That's
and
awesome.
Have him come play with us. And it's just, it's surreal. It's incredible.
Okay, what is your favorite part about being out there on that field with so many exciting things happening? What is your favorite part?
I get such a thrill, such a rush, particularly at the beginning of the game. I do this giant hype intro right before we announce the starting lineup for the Savannah Bananas. Mm-hmm. And I do it every night, and it's one of the very few points in the entire game where everything else stops, because usually we have 15 things happening at one time uh-huh. at all times. And it's one of the few times where everything stops and everything, all eyes are on me. And my job is to get the crowd and the players feeling like they can run through a brick wall and get ready for this experience they're going to have. And like just the, it feels like electricity runs through my body every night. It's a huge thrill. It's a rush. That's definitely my favorite part.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of it.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, and potassium enthusiasts from around the world. Tonight, you and thousands of your friends here live, and thousands more watching at home on YouTube, have gathered here to witness something beyond your wildest imagination. A little taste.
Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I got chills a little bit.
I'm used to hearing that since...
There's good music behind it. It's good.
I'm used to hearing that since I listen to it every night. I watch every show.
He told
well,
me...
It's there.
He told me the other night that he goes to bed every night watching the Savannah Bananas.
Wow. That's awesome, man. That's so cool to hear. It's just, even, you know, as somebody that kind of grew up a regular guy and lived a very regular life for a long time, it's just wild even for me to still hear these things.
Well, I mean, you're almost a legend now.
Working on it.
How much practice do you put in a week for like speaking like this?
Well, I mean, I practice a lot, to be perfectly honest with you, especially because those bits are memorized. You know, those are things that I really want to have the wording done very specifically and really good, because it is such an important speaking part of the show. I mean, I host a lot of elements in the game, a lot of the in-between innings promotions. Those I don't really rehearse other than going through the idea, because some of it is live and you've just got to react to what's happening live. But, I mean, the key is just getting as much of that experience as you can. And for me, that happened in the last 8 years as an entertainer, working 2, 3, 4 events every week. I mean, I've hosted probably about 1,500 events since I started in entertainment. And that is the practice. Those are the repetitions that have enabled me to be able to perform at this level with a team like that.
And Matt, I was also looking at, you always have a packed house. And you even have a wait list for people to attend these games. How does that feel knowing that you're going to consistently have a sold-out crowd?
It is an amazing feeling, because when I started, when I go back to like my pro wrestling days at the very beginning, especially, mm-hmm. I used to work in front of crowds of sometimes 10 people, 5 people. And I'm not kidding. And I performed the same way then that I do now. And the feeling you get when the crowd is just all there and everybody's packed and hanging on to every word that's going on and the experience, it is the best feeling in the world. So I love the fact that people are chomping at the bit to get in. And I know already for next year, we just announced next year's tour and all the dates. And within 48 hours, 1.4 million people put in to be on our ticket lottery list for a chance to get tickets to a game somewhere next year.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, you all are definitely popular. And I know when you put that schedule out, everybody here was going crazy. And you're coming to Nashville. We're excited about that. I know a lot of people here in Knoxville are planning on trying to get tickets, get in on that lottery, and get in to see that game. Yeah. And I know we're hoping at some point you make your way here to Knoxville, the Savannah Bananas. And for those of you who may not, I can't imagine that there's people who don't know about it at this point. But for those of you who don't know, it's not like regular baseball, although baseball is seriously played. I mean, the players play ball.
Oh,
it's serious baseball.
Yeah.
Very talented, but banana ball, as people call it, is different. Now, one of the things that you all found out in putting the formula together is people started leaving early, so you winnowed it down to 2 hours. It's a 2-hour game, and there's something going on the entire time. I mean, there's, you know, foul balls aren't regular foul balls. Everybody on the field touches the ball when the ball is passed around, including outfielders. I mean, it's just something going on the entire time. And you, as the stadium announcer, how do you keep up with it all? I mean, there has to be, I know things are planned out and you know what's going on and y'all practice and you have these routines and new things are thrown in all the time, but there has to be that element of surprise for you too. And I'm sure, you know, all the events that you've done through the years helps you for that. But how do you stay on your toes? I mean, how do you, you know, pick up on that element of surprise?
It's difficult because, you know, we script out the entertainment piece, but the play, like you just said, the gameplay is real. They are playing a real game, and it is a real competition. And that's kind of the primary difference, I think, between us and a team like the Harlem Globetrotters, which is where we get a lot of comparisons, is both teams in our game in Banana Ball are legitimately trying to win. And they are competitors in that respect. It's not just a show. There's a real athletic contest in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
And so with that, you've got things happening at lightning speed. And there's things even that are on the script that are happening that you're not even aware of. I can't even tell you how many times I'll go home after one of our games late at night, and Eli's done, he's watched it all at this point. But I get home, and I see content on our social media, and I go, when the heck did we do that? I was there, and I have the script, and I have no idea when that happened, because there's so much going on all the time. So you've got to just be ready at a second's notice, and keep your head on a swivel.
Well, it's very exciting, I have to tell you that. Now, we got to wrap up here. Is there anything that you want people to know before we wrap up, before I ask one final question, which is terribly important to me?
I just want people to, if you haven't seen it, go and watch some of the games. They're all available on YouTube. They are free. Our emphasis is on our fans. Our motto is fans first, entertain always. And so if you have never seen this, if you've never been exposed to this, just take a look at it. I mean, it's fun on YouTube, but if you can get on that lottery and come live, there is nothing like this live experience. Mm.
So get in it and see him wherever you can.
That's it. Anywhere you can, it's worth the trip. I promise. We will make it worth your while.
All right. Do you have an individual tailor, or do you get your clothes online? Where do you get this outlandish outfits that you wear?
It is a combination of both. Actually, Amazon has a lot of great stuff, and I happen to be fortunate enough that I have one of those sizes where things look pretty good on me right off the rack. But there are a few specialty places between where I live in Palm Coast, Florida, and Orlando, Florida, where I know where to get some really good stuff that some of the announcers from WWE and other major sports outfits go. So I try to make sure I've got lots of good stuff at my disposal so I can always look good out there for the greatest show in sports.
Well, you sure look good, and that catches my eye. That's what got me interested, and then the baseball and the fun and the hijinks on the field kept me. Then my son and his friends started talking about it, and then my partner here, Mark, who couldn't join us today. He had some things to do, and then Tyler over here. Everybody just started talking about it, and I'm like, okay, I'm in, and it catches fire. It's like it spreads like wildfire, And so thank you so much for taking time today. I know you stay terribly busy and joining us on the podcast. Know you're welcome anytime. And just thank you for sharing your story with us.
Well, Kim, Tyler, Eli, thank you guys so much for taking some time with me. I appreciate you guys. Let's go bananas.
Go bananas.